हरे कृष्णा। लस्ट डजंट नीड अ हाइड आउट, इट हैज अ हाइड इन। व्हेन द सोल्जर्स ऑफ एन अटैकिंग आर्मी आर स्नीकिंग इन अपॉन देयर एनिमी हु इज अनसस्पेक्टिंग, एट दैट टाइम द क्लोजर दे कम टू द एनिमी दे मे सीक अ हाइड आउट फ्रॉम विच टू लॉन्च अ सरप्राइज अटैक व्हेन दे आर फुली रेडी। सो in such a situation, now if the surprise attack comes from a hideout, then the enemy will be caught unprepared, and the defendants will be more easily defeated. Now we all face a battle against temptations, and chief among the temptations induced by lust. So when we are fighting this war against temptation, at that time, we all need to be alert. And usually we think about temptation as coming from outside, as when there are alluring sense objects that come in our visual range. But actually, the external objects are only the triggers of lust. Lust itself is present inside us. It doesn't need a hideout because it has a hide in. The Bhagavad Gita describes in 3.40 that lust is situated in our mind, in senses, mind and intelligence. Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhishthanam uchyate etair vimohayatyesha jnanamavritya dehinam. Indriyani mano buddhir, the senses, the mind and the intelligence, these are the sitting places of lust. And from there, etair vimohayatyesha. From there it deludes us. Jnanam avritya dehinam. How? By covering our knowledge. So, just as if a traitor has penetrated into the enemy's, if a particular spy has penetrated into the enemy's ranks, the spy can't just be seated there. The spy has to earn the trust of the enemy by which they can get their secrets and sabotage them. So, like that, lust is not just present inside us, it earns our trust. How? By promising us pleasure, by promising us immense pleasure if we just indulge in our senses. And by its promises, it allures us, it misleads us, it degrades us. And say when the external, say if there is a spy who has penetrated into the enemy camp, and that spy, when this is their own army is coming close, the spy will just lower the ramparts, defensive ramparts, so that the enemy can just creep in, just march in actually. So similarly, when we externally face the sense objects, encounter the sense objects, at that time lust from within just lowers our intellectual ramparts, our intellectual defenses, and we don't think that there is anything wrong with this pleasure. Then the sense objects rush into our consciousness and we fall for them. So we need to recognize that there is not just the danger of lust externally coming through sense objects, there is a danger of lust ambushing us internally also. So, if we study the Bhagavad Gita carefully and we practice Bhakti Yoga, then we will be alert and pure. We will be able to recognize faster when impure desires start rising in our consciousness, and then we will be able to resist and reject those desires. And thus, although lust has a hide in, we will be able to drive it out from there gradually. Purge our consciousness of that as we infuse it with remembrance of Krishna. And then we will become safe and serene and sublimely joyful in our bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.